My name's Leslie Cunningham and I work at Manx Sport and Recreation and I coordinate a scheme called Healthy for Life.
Perfect. And so we are talking today about a big event being held next week down at the NSC. So I'll let you take it away. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
Of course. So on Wednesday the 4th of February we have an event at the NSC and it's all to do with World Cancer Day and it's to get people into the NSC so they can have a chat with the support groups that there. We've got classes on. If you register, you get a 10% discount at the CAF. And it's just to come and be sociable and access some of the exercises. We have a lovely lady called Wendy who does yoga for people who've had cancer. And she is unbelievable. And we've got free sessions on that you can access on the day. What I would suggest is that you email in and book into the kind of day. If you don't book in and you turn up, it could be that the classes are full because we have limited spaces in some of the classes. So if you would like to join us, if you had cancer, if you have family members that you supported during their journey through cancer, and you would like to just come and see what we've got on at the NSC. So if you email h4l@gov.im, and if you can give me your name and your telephone number or an email address as well, that would be fabulous, and we'll register you so you know you can get into the sessions.
Perfect. And that email address will be in the web article we'll do with this story as well. And alongside kind of the tasters of the different sessions and things, all the sort of islands cancer charities are going to be in attendance as well, aren't they? So I mean, what difference does that make for people coming along?
I think the support services that we have are amazing and they really help people, especially we've got Macmillan who help with the physical side but also the financial side of things. Obviously we have Macmillan nurses as well, but we've also got Naseem, so that's the brain tumour charity, and they're there as well. So there's a big group of people. If you've got any questions to ask, anything that's worrying you that you kind of, you know, you're not sure where to go, these people, if they can't answer you, they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
Perfect. So it's kind of like a, yeah, come along, get some advice, try out the different classes and you know, give it a go. And do you think, like, I mean, we were saying a little bit off mic, I mean, the statistics now can be a bit scary. It's 1 in 2 who are expected to get cancer of some form in their lifetime. I mean, you know, it's something that touches everyone, but it's something that can be quite scary if you're going through it, I suppose. So knowing that all these support networks are there must be huge.
I think it must be a massive kind of support for you to know that there are people out there that you can talk to about things. It must be a huge thing to be given that diagnosis and then, you know, how you process it, what the treatments will be, who'll be able to help with the treatments, how you recover. So there are lots of people there that can talk you through that if you've had a diagnosis and maybe you were overwhelmed by it and didn't ask the questions that you wanted to, that maybe popped in your head when you got home and you thought, I should have asked this, I should have asked that. And there'll just be people there who can basically sit and have a cup of coffee with you and a bit of a chat if that's what you need.
So is this the first time you've done this day or is this something that happens often?
We did it last year and I just find with doing the day, it makes people obviously more aware of the services there are on the island. And with regards to cancer, I know that we touched on it and said years ago it was 1 in 4 and now it's 1 in 2, which is quite frightening. But when I hear that somebody has cancer, I don't instantly think the worst. I think medications and treatments have come on so much in the past few years that the likelihood is that you're going to survive. And I just think the people that we have at Nobles Hospital, I have to put a special shout out for Edith, who works in the breast clinic. She is phenomenal. She takes the ladies through all the physiotherapy after they've had their operations, and she's outstanding. I know there are lots of other people in there as well. But it's not the diagnosis that it used to be 30, 40, 50 years ago. The treatments have come on so much. And I think you have to hang on to the positives with regards to that, you know, right, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and this sort of thing is, yeah, keeping it like you say, either are you living with or beyond cancer? Do you want to be more active? It's, you know, how to keep your body moving and keep positive, I suppose.
And being active does make you more positive. It, obviously, and you know, you produce the endorphins, which make you happy. And being in a group setting, and even if it's for 45 minutes, forgetting about the things that you're going through are really important. It takes your mind away from the concerns that you might have. And you can just be free, have a bit of a dance, do some yoga, relax, do some body toning. It's just a way to kind of unwind and not be in that kind of moment with, you know, having a diagnosis.
Perfect. And then I suppose for yourself as well, what goes into organising an event like this and all the different moving parts?
It's I must say that I haven't organised any of it. I will be taking a class. I can't take any credit for any of that. But all the people have come together and said, right, we're going to do this and we need to do it to show people the pathway through it. And so I can mention my boss, Tom Howard, because and then everybody else that's been involved. It's a big kind of job to get everybody on the same day and kind of coordinate things and get things sorted out in the NSC as well. So yeah, no credit to me. I'm just going to do a class.
Perfect. And so I will tell you what then, so which class are you going to be in charge of?
So I'm going to do Paracise, which is a gentle aerobic class, and that's at 2 o'clock. You can do that stood, you can do it sat down, you can have a chair for balance as well. And with Paracise, I find it's just really joyful. And if you don't go out smiling, honestly, there's something wrong, because the music's great. We have old songs, new songs, a mixture. I had a song the other day and I played it in the office that I work with, the people that I work with, and it's Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, and nobody knew what it was. I know, it's from, I think, 1971. It could be even earlier. And they all looked at me as if I was a little bit mad. But I said, you heard this song? But yeah, it's just lovely music, and we've got modern stuff as well, and we just gentle movements. You don't realise you're moving and you can have a bit of fun.
Perfect. Oh, brilliant. Well, is there anything that we've not added that we think we need to add at all?
I think so. It starts at 10. Mm-hmm. And from 10 till 11, we've got meet and greet with the charities and the support services. So people can come then and have a little chat. Then we've got Wendy at 11 o'clock, who's going to do her yoga. We've got the chair-based class at 12, which Tom will be taking. And body toning, I think, is Elizabeth at 1, and then Paracise at 2. You don't have to do all the classes. You can pick and choose what you do. You can do all of them if you want to, or you can come and do a little bit and have a rest.
Go out feeling toned. Go out feeling like a proper workout. Well, we're going to be popping along on the day as well to chat to you. I don't know if I'm going to do all the classes.
Okay, that's okay. All right.
But I will turn up to say hi. But yeah, perfect. All the details as well, like I say, will be on our website as well. So if you've listened in and you've missed any of the details or missed that email, it'll all be on the website.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.